Sometimes life can be a bit much. Politics, climate change, the pandemic. It's nice to be immersed in another place or another time with a good book. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, Marion Winnick reviews a pair of historical novels that promise to take you away from your cares, at least for a little while. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I'm sure many of our listeners have picked up the buzz on Matrix, the new novel from Lauren Groff. Among Groff's previous books is our beloved Arcadia, one of the throwback picks of the late, great Weekly Reader book club that we had before the pandemic. I was going to say that Arcadia and Matrix couldn't be more different, but now that I think about it, both involve a bunch of people living communally out in the boonies, only 800 years apart. In Matrix, we head back to the 12th century to hear the story of Marie of France, a character inspired by a real woman poet of the period. Banished to England by her royal half-sister when she's just a teen, Marie is dumbfounded when she sees the place where she's meant to spend the rest of her life, a miserable convent full of starving nuns in the middle of nowhere. But out of her rage comes a thrilling metamorphosis. From an ungainly outcast, Marie becomes Mother Superior of the Abbey and a visionary giant among women. The convent, too, is transformed, becoming a place of peace, prosperity, and shimmering faith, with nuns working fruitfully in the fields and in a scriptorium where they copy manuscripts. The forest labyrinth that is supposed to protect the abbey from the greed and jealousy of the outside world also keeps some rather un-nun-like behavior under wraps, including a scandalous pregnancy and several hot lesbian relationships. Matins, vespers, lauds, compline. I felt I could almost hear the bells calling the nuns to prayer as I was swept away by the beautiful rhythms of this inspiring and profoundly feminist tale. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, has been busy since her divorce from that awful Prince Andrew, authoring a number of children's books, weight loss guides, and a memoir. Now she's partnered with Marguerite Kay, a Scottish historical romance writer, to create a vivid, juicy, and well-researched novel called Her Heart for a Compass, set in Victorian England and New York City. When we first meet Lady Margaret Montagu Douglas Scott, it is 1863, and she is an 18-year-old with a 19-inch waist being led like a lamb to the slaughter to the announcement of her engagement to the cold, repellent, and much older Earl of Killeen. Our estates have a lot of sheep. He has woolen mills. In more ways than one, it will be a marriage made in heaven, says her authoritarian father. Lady Margaret begs to differ and bolts at the last minute, though she has never before ventured beyond the garden gate of the manor. We follow her adventures over the next decade, through exile in Ireland, across the Atlantic and back. Like her fictional contemporary Jo March, Lady Margaret has great hair, a gift for writing, a feminist spirit, and a drive to help others, as well as a long-term, frustrating romance that seems like it's never going to actually work out. Or will it?
The books are Matrix by Lauren Groff and Her Heart for a Compass by Sarah Ferguson. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.